Well, it's not even summer yet, and already bushfires are wreaking havoc. Today, cooler temperatures have given firefighters a brief reprieve, but flames are still raging in five states amid high fire danger and hazy conditions. More than 50 people are facing charges around the country for their role in lighting the fires, and a further 150 are being questioned by police for arson. The damage caused by arsonists might shock you. As much as half of all bushfires were started deliberately. So what drives these people, mostly men, to put so many lives at risk? Eleanor Whitehead reports.
A full-blown bushfire is a force of nature, but it's most often started by men. Dr. Paul Reed is co-director at the National Centre for Research in Bushfire and Arson.
In the average year, we have around about 37% are reckless or accidentally lit, and that might be using machinery on total fire ban days. It could be throwing cigarettes out of car windows. It could be leaving campfires unattended, a whole range of things. Now, that's 37%. However, 50% are either deliberate or suspected arson.
And already the statistics this year are terrifying. Since August, 54 people have been charged with lighting fires deliberately in New South Wales alone, while another 150 are being interviewed by authorities. Dr. Reed says the offenders fall into two categories.
One is much older than in the 30s, 40s, up to 60s and 70s. And the other, which is accounts for 54% of deliberately lit fires, are children below the age of 21. And we had a 9-year-old boy, for example, who lit one of the fires recently.
That means fires spike around school holidays and at weekends, though the children responsible often come from chaotic backgrounds and don't mean to inflict harm.
There might be drug use. There's usually paternal alcoholism involved. There's often child abuse. There's usually neglect and sometimes sexual abuse as well. Otherwise, we have a developmental group such as autism who do have a fascination with fire, but they don't mean to do harm.
It's the older arsonists who some experts worry more about because they often choose to light fires when they can inflict most damage on hot days or close to populated areas.
Usually they're marginalised, they're confused. It's thought that they have very low intelligence, but I suspect that that's only because we're catching the ones that have low intelligence. They tend to have deep depression and very socially awkward, and they usually have a history of drug use and violence.
Only a small proportion of arsonists are ever convicted. And Associate Professor Janet Stanley at Melbourne University's Sustainable Society Institute says more needs to be done to prevent children from striking the first match.
And it's things like putting lighting in places that where kids are more likely to light fires, giving the kids support. Like if we know the group of kids that might light a fire, let's round them up and take them to the beach for the day. Get them out of the area, keep them occupied.
Janet Stanley is an associate professor at the University of Melbourne. She ends that report from Eleanor Whitehead.